Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Raring to go.
Well, I bet.
Wednesday morning.
It is a Wednesday morning.
I just want to share very quickly about our trip to Indianapolis and some of the bills there that will reflect what we're going to talk about annexation, one of which was Senate Bill 381, which is going to be discussed at the state level again today. And that has to do with if a city is going to annex, they would, after July 1, they have to go through a whole lot more hoops. They have to get permission. The county commissioners vote on this, as well as the city would have to provide information to all the other taxing units to show them their loss in revenue. And so that's so relevant to us today, because if the city would just wait until after July 1, we would then be able to get more information. But and the other thing that we learned, there were a lot of items that we learned, but one of which reflects on something we need to talk about today, and that has to do with solid waste. And that there's legislation moving forward, and I don't know where it stands today, but that they are going to not allow property taxes to be put in place for solid waste after a certain period of time, except just to pay for any existing debt, and operational costs would have to be put in place in some other form. So then that brings us to what happens with annexation, because if this should proceed as what has been presented, then, you know, that affects solid waste, because you have all of these residents who might have had the opportunity to take their trash and so forth to one of the stations in the county and just pay for the bag use. And there will be some other dollar amount charged by the city rather than allowing those residents that opportunity. And I understood from the conversation yesterday with Tim Mayer, they don't have those numbers yet, so that people could really know what that would cost. What I want to share with folks today is, first of all, I understand there's a lot of people out there very concerned about how much their property tax is going to go up. And over time, we'll see how that works out. Do they really want some? Is there some additional service they're not receiving now that they're willing to pay this additional tax? Or will the majority say, look, I'm pretty satisfied with what's going on right now, and I don't want to do this? So I don't mean for my conversation to say I don't feel for those people whose taxes are going to go up, but for people throughout the county to understand the way the finances work. So now I'm going to talk about county government. One would think if the city says I'm going to raise over $9 million more in, I think they said like property tax. Boy, I'm rounding off numbers.
Please
because
do.
I can't open all of this up at the same time. But then if I'm a taxpayer out there, I'm thinking, well, if the city's going to get it, let's see a $9 million reduction over here at the county level. I mean, that's what I would think, except that here's why the county cannot reduce any as much as what one would think you might be able to, because the county is required. We have a statutory duty. I mean, it's in the Constitution. We have to provide services to everybody in the county, whether you're in the city or out of the city, having to do with the entire justice system, which is, you know, the courts, the prosecutor, the public defender, probation, the jail. That's what we're required to do for everybody in the county. And we also are the ones who have to run the election system. That can't be run by the city. We have the public health system. We have the tax collection system, which but nobody likes tax collections, but if you don't get the money in, you can't pay it out to the libraries and everybody, all the taxing units, you have to collect it and then figure out how you're going to get it to the city and to the townships and the library and so forth. And so the dollars that are covered with property tax also is a part of the qualifying dollars to pull in the income tax. Doesn't mean there's going to be a lot more income tax to pull from. It just means that the qualifying amount that the city will get will be a great deal higher than the county. Now, at one time, people might have thought, well, it's all going to be revenue neutral. But this is no longer the case, and here's why. Because the state has encouraged us to move more toward income tax to support government services and away from property tax. So we have relied more and more on the income tax and not so much on the property tax, that having to do with the circuit breaker and tax caps. So as the city adds more onto their property tax revenue, then that is the way it's figured how the income tax gets distributed. So if they collect more property tax levy, they get more income tax out of the proportionate share. It's very convoluted, but every time somebody raises their property taxes and gets more than the other people who get money out of those property taxes, they get more out of the pie. Now, how then, and part of the newspaper today said it was going to be, 1.3 million more they would be getting just in that income tax, which would mean that 1.3 or maybe it's a 1.5 will be coming from the county.
1.5.
Okay, so it will be coming in part from the county, most of it from the county, but then part of it will be coming from the library and so forth, because all these taxing units get a certain amount of this income tax having to do with how much the property tax is. But we also have our highway department, which is not operated by property tax, but by gas tax.
Sure.
And motor vehicle highway tax and so forth, wheel tax, excise tax. So that, if that's controlled by the population that you're serving, so the city is going to draw in so much more in the population, so those numbers that they'll be able to collect more. It doesn't mean the pot's growing. It just means they're getting more of the pot of money available. And it also is tied to mileage, and so they'll get more of that. County will receive less. And
well,
so
how does the county make up the difference?
Well, we don't. I mean, I don't know.
So
I don't know how you do it.
You reduce services? You reduce things?
Well, we have to reduce services, and one would think, well, okay, county highway, if you're not plowing the snow there and doing whatever in those areas, then
shouldn't that save you some money?
And so it seems to me, of course, I've got my county hat on, so I can't
help
myself.
That's fine. We want the county opinion.
It seems to me that maybe the city's going to get the easy streets to plow, and the county's still going to have all those hills and dales out there in the hinterlands that are really difficult to do and dangerous to do, and we'll still need the equipment, you know, for snow removal.
Yeah, you can't do it without having the equipment on it. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in briefly. Question from the internet. If you fall outside the annex, and you're not going to be annexed into the city, if you're in the county, will those taxes go up, property taxes go up?
Okay, here's what happens. You might think, if you're not in the annexed area, this isn't going to affect you at all. Well, guess what? Yes, it will. Because, for instance, if you're in Van Buren Township, which they're really pushing hard for a large amount of Van Buren Township, their fire department will, their township, which has a fire tax rate, will have to reduce that amount because they can't collect for the area that's pulled in by the city. So then will they even have enough left to continue to operate their fire department, which has to continue to serve the rest of Van Buren Township? Same thing with the Ellisville Fire Department. They pull in a lot of money from the Richland Township.
Well, what about this public safety tax that we just talked about? What does that do?
Okay, well, the public safety tax.
Get my whiteboard out, Margaret. I'm getting lost here. We better.
It's not surprising you're getting lost. I said that this was going to be really, really very complicated.
And it would seem to me that. Well, let me answer the public safety tax first.
Yes, please.
It just is so much that it's too hard to get it all in 15 minutes for anybody to try to understand what we're talking
about. No, we just need
about.
A thumbnail sketch today, and we've got from now to July to hammer out the details.
Well, to the 1st of July, they'll get that. But anyway, the public safety tax, after they take off the top, the money for the central dispatch, which, and then, you know, they hurried real quick and tried to get us to go ahead and vote on that budget the other day without telling us we were going to. And they, you know, people from the city had to know that night this was going to happen. So, and I don't mean the city council people. I think some of them were quite as much unaware of how extensive this was going to be as anyone. But those in administration certainly knew. But what happens is after you've taken that central dispatch money off, then the rest of it gets distributed to the city, the county, and also Pinellas, that's Steinville, having to do with their footprint of how much the property taxes are. Well, once again, the city's going to get a much larger proportionate share of that public safety tax. Wasn't it nice of us to go ahead and put that in place? We, throughout the county, have just stepped up to the plate and put money into those coffers. And I'm trying to be fair about this. It's you know, it may very well be that this will all work out to the best for everyone, but right now, sitting here as a county council member trying to figure out how we're going to work our budgets and also thinking about all the taxpayers out there who we went to and said, look, we need this public safety tax, and people are paying this throughout the county, and I think just hope they don't feel like they've been hoodwinked or whatever.
That's why I brought this up.
Well, Marty, I don't know if you heard what I said before we got into this conversation with you, but I said, I don't know what in the world is going on that the city feels that they should do something like this without any conversations with the county?
Well, and I'm here to say I don't know who's had conversation with who. I mean, clearly they're not going to pick up the phone, call the only Republican that's elected to tell them anything. However, I really believe that the county council members were shocked at the extent of how much was being proposed, and I think really that many of the city council were as well. It's the administration, how many of those folks who really tried to not cover it with us. And it's too bad because I really believe that the city council and the county council can work well together, giving us a chance. But let's talk about some of the other things that will be affected. For instance, if you're outside of the city limits, you pay a stormwater tax. It's a fee. I believe it's like $35 or $37 per year. Well, you won't be paying that on your property tax bill anymore, even though it's a fee. But the city will charge you for that because they'll include that in, I think it is billed through their water and sewer bill.
I believe it is, Marty. I think you're correct on that.
Right, and then, of course, the sewer makes you wonder what's going to happen with Richland Eastern Richland Sewer Corporation that provided sewer for some of these areas and how that's going to work out. The trash removal, the solid waste district, there's movement toward getting a materials recycling facility. Seems to me that definitely needs to go by the wayside.
Oh, for sure. How are you going to afford that with everything else going on?
Right. Well, I mean, there's no way if this other legislation goes through that there would be money for operations and they would not be able to count on the numbers of recyclables going in there because the city would be collecting and sending elsewhere, or who knows what's going to happen with that. There's concern in the Richland School District having to do with our science, technology, engineering, and math programs that was going to be assisted with those tax increments.
Oh, my gosh, I hadn't even thought about it. Are these kids going to end up going to South and North? Will they take them?
No, they don't. The school district lines will still remain the same.
Okay.
It's just that the city's going to come out and annex, and part of what they're annexing, a great deal of assessed value out there, which all of our taxing is put together with assessed value and income tax. And so will the city have far more input into how all of these millions of dollars are spent out of that TIF, in addition to which the county had already, or the Redevelopment and Commission, had already put together all the plans for all the growth over there, and we've spent millions and millions on roads, water, sewer, trails, etc., and plans for roads and intersections to assist with when I-69 comes through, and making sure there's a method for us to continue to grow jobs there and access to the highway and so forth. How much of that's going to be slowed down because who knows what the city is going to do? So,
how's all this going to be funded, Marty? We saw on the front page of the paper today, the Herald Times did a nice job of saying there's going to be new streetlights and parks, and we're going to need more buses and police and fire and blah, blah, blah. How does all this get paid for?
Well, and when you said bus, remember that rural transit, how does this affect others? Rural transit will lose dollars through this because...
But I thought they wanted to expand the county's bus service.
But why would the county move forward with a transportation tax if the city's going to come out there and use all of the mileage that would have brought in dollars into rural transit? So I think that transportation bill needs to go away because...
Are any of these bills going to go away?
Well, they need to because... That's just not going to work. That is just not going to work. That everybody throughout the county is going to pay in more taxes to send more money to the city when they're already going to be collecting so much is going to really hurt the other taxing units. So it's all so much. It's hard to put your mind around it. For instance, the county is responsible by law to cover all of the bridge construction and repairs throughout the county, whether you're in the city or out of the city. That comes out of that frozen levy, is that bridge fund. Well, there's been counties throughout the state who've reduced the money going into the bridge fund because they needed it just to operate their jail or their court system or whatever, and continue to pull into money, get into that bridge fund money, because there's no obligation to cover it to the extent that we do. Well, I sure hope that we don't ever have to do that.
Marty, are we going to end up in a situation where, like a lot of counties have, I mean, we've talked about them for years, where the money is so little in the county, and, you know, I mean, if the city's controlling everything, is this a move towards perhaps a Unigov situation? They're trying to force that?
Oh, it sure looks like it to me, but, you know, I guess we'll find out, won't we? But It's all gloom and doom, because it's my hope that the city council, because they really are in control here, the city council can either say, move forward, let's get this done before that July 1 deadline, and they can talk in the newspaper all they want, that's reported, or they want to do it before their summer recess or something. That doesn't have anything to do with it. It has to do with, let's get this done before July 1, where legislation is going to slow it down, where legislation is going to require, well, that is, if the legislation passes, I believe it will, that Senate Bill 381, if that passes, and if the city delays of making this decision until after July 1, they will be obligated to bring reports to all the other taxing units that says this is how much it's going to cost your taxing unit. I believe that's only a fair thing to do. I think that's a fairness. And I'm just hoping that the other city council members, when they start looking at this and at recognizing what it's going to do to the other taxing units, that they might very well say, we want to be a part of doing the right thing. We want to make sure that the other taxing units understand, and that we ourselves understand what the change in the revenue is going to do, in addition to making sure that each property owner knows exactly how much more they are going to be paying for services that they perhaps are already receiving, all the services.
Well, and Marty, what about all the people who are not on city utilities as far as their sewers go? And, I mean, can't the city basically say you have to connect onto city sewers?
Well, we had that conversation in a meeting yesterday. I went in for a county meeting, for the personnel committee meeting, and so afterwards I had a conversation with someone about this, and we'll have to wait to see what the city says. But as long as their septic system is working correctly, I don't believe they can force them to hook on. They might. But I think they still have to pay a bill as though they are hooked on. But generally...
That's really cool.
But generally, the city would take it only to the road. Well,
and then you have
areas,
to...
your house may be way back a lane. Look, when you look at that, then you have to pay the additional dollars to take water and sewer back to your property. You might need a lift station to help that to happen. We're talking about something that the average person out there could not begin to afford.
What do you expect to hear from the city council tonight? The presentation is going to be from the city. Is this just going to be an absorption where everybody takes it in and sees what the vision and plan is moving forward? Or are you expecting to hear something you haven't heard yet?
Well, what I'd like to hear from them is whether or not they believe that they are getting the information, that they are open to hearing what might happen to county government, how they can work with county government, as well as working with the population out there who says, I really don't want to be annexed, I'm perfectly happy with what's going on. Or are they really going to just say, this is our task, we all just have to just grin and bear it and get it through and vote on it and be done with it?
Well, if the city council votes on party lines, we don't have anything to worry about, do we?
Well, if they vote on party line and they follow their leader, if they do what the mayor is presenting, then then that's the way it goes.
And, well, we'll see how that process gets started tonight. 6:30 at Council Chambers, okay. The City Council meets. Cats TV will have it. Stream it online as well if you can't make it there. There are public meetings that will start March 20th and run daily for, I believe, 6 days in a row on that. We'll give you the times when we get closer to all of those. So next Wednesday, who knows what the crystal ball might say. Maybe Magic 8-Ball is better than crystal ball right now. Maybe we should shake that and see what happens. But we'll get caught up next Wednesday to see where we're at.
Thank you so much.